Amen.
Thank you, Sister Bernice. Thank you, Sister Bennett. Thank you for your welcome. God is good. Let us just remain a little quiet so that the Holy Spirit will rest on us some more. Holy Spirit, rest on us. Rest on us, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, rest on us. You're all we want. You're all we need. Rest on us, Holy Spirit. Rest on us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to give God thanks for His goodness and His grace. And I must say, I am truly surprised. This is our friend from even before Pastor Henry and I got married. Pastor Desmond Harvey is in the house today with his family. We are so grateful unto Pastor Desmond Harvey. He always surprises us this way. And his wife and his daughter, too. They are in cohorts with it. Thank you. Thank you for gracing us today. Now, what I'm going to share with you this morning is more to inspire us and encourage us and remind us of what God has said, is doing, and will continue to do. We, as you heard Pastor Daly mention, the women's ministry, we are dedicated to prayer. And because of our commitment and dedication, God has done so much with us. Because first of all, we had to know how to pray together. We had to know how to connect one with each other in the women's ministry, to understand how to respect, encourage, and inspire each other. When I got the responsibility, I was shocked when my husband, Pastor Henry, asked me. I didn't know I would be asked to walk down this journey again, but humbly, I accepted. The Lord told us that we are to build godly lives. So we had looked into 1 Timothy chapter 4, 6 to 9, to see what the Lord said about building godly lives. And it said, bodily exercise is good, but it is more profitable to build godly lives. And how do we build godly lives? We had to look in the scriptures. We had to learn from what God said and how we should conduct ourselves, or we should blend our thoughts and our skills and our gifts together in a respectful way with each other. We had to learn how to encourage one who is having a bad day. We had to learn how to encourage the other when a word might come from the lips or the tongue that is not so edifying, but we don't look at the person and say something negative. We say, we have to help each other. We are going to look beyond what was just said, and we are going to move on according to how God said we should live together. So I want to say that the Lord spoke to me on December 26th last year about the mindset for success. I was really really grieving, and it was so raw from the passing of our mom. She passed away, you all know, in November, and we had the memorial on December 13th. I was really grieving. And the Lord spoke to me, the mindset for success. Yes. And I said, Lord, what are you saying to me about the mindset for success? So today I'm going to share with you what the Lord said to inspire us and to remind us about the mindset for success. And remember, the Lord spoke about what we should do with the law so that we will have prosperity and success. It must not leave from us. We must meditate on it daily and night. And we share it with our children. And we write it upon the table of our hearts. Amen. Amen. And in Proverbs chapter 3, it says, so shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all our way, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. So if we are leading to be success, the mind has to be aligned with God's word. And day and night, we have to continue to keep leaning on the Lord and not on us. Not on us. So I just wanted to declare that. That is where the mindset, the success will come when we lean on the Lord and when we trust in him. So I just would like also to remind you, friends, that our senior pastor who always give us the blessing and the covering on the first month in the year, which was last month, January, he challenged us about the woman with a passionate vision. Remember that story he shared with that woman who used her oil to anoint the feet of Jesus? And she was determined. She had determination to go through and to do. That was an assignment that nobody else knew, but only she and God knew that she had to do that. So I am going to say our senior pastor ladies would like for us to have that passionate vision so our mind will be set for success to achieve what God wants us to achieve this year. Pastor Henry, he's not going to talk to you now. I'm sorry, I had to mute him. I have to go back and unmute him after so he can say something to you ladies, to everyone. So Pastor Henry, I just want to acknowledge you in a very special way and say thanks for that leading and instruction. And what a comfort we have this morning in Pastor Dean Daly. Pastor Dean, we are missing Sister Daly. We are missing her this morning. Amen. She's on an assignment. His wife is always here with us. And I just want to say that Pastor Dean Daly has a mind for success for this ministry. He's not a member, but he is such a tower of friend to us. He and his wife. Okay? And they are always involved in what we are doing. I appreciate so much this morning for him coming to stand with us. in proxy for our senior pastor. Bless the name of the Lord. I like the relationship we have with Pastor Dean Daly and his wife. I just admire that relationship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So the Bible encourages us a mindset for success that is rooted in faith and trust in God. It emphasizes that true success comes, as I said before, from aligning our goals with God's will and relying on His strength, as seen in Joshua 1:8. The book will not depart from us. I would like to pause a little bit, friends, to just tell you, you know, the Lord, when the Lord gave me this word in December, I kept asking the Lord, where are you leading me with this, Lord? What, show me what to do. And just last night, I got a very inspiring story shared with me. And it's a story, by the way, let me back up a little bit. It is Black History Month, right? And I just want to share a little bit about a woman who I admire way back there, because she was an activist. Her name was Fannie Lou Hamer. She had many quotes that's in the archives right now. And this, I'm going to share with you one of the quotes she that is written in the archive. It said, "You can pray until you faint, but if you don't get up and try to do something, God is not going to put it in your lap." Amen. Amen. So the importance of getting up and being active. She participated in Fight for Justice, inspiring modern civil movements to prioritize action over passive hope. Her message encouraged individuals to take responsibility for creating change, resonating strongly in contemporary activism against racial injustice. She was a force to be reckoned with way back there. And I'd like to continue to share a story related to Black history way back there in Alabama, way down deep in the South. And the story is about a 67-year-old pastor living way back there. And in that time, it was a challenge as a Christian, a Black Christian community, to continue worshiping God and to have their church, the sanctuary, still up, because there was a group of men who was going through and destroying churches and burning them down. And this pastor was told by even the members of the ministry, "Don't you think you should go and have the local law enforcement come and give security and around the ministry, around the church, and protect?" And he said, God said to him, "Go to the sanctuary. Anoint every door, every window." And he was to stay there all night. And this pastor obeyed and submitted to the instructions from the Lord. He went to the church that evening, that night, and after 11, all those who came to give support and said, "Do you really think that this is a good idea?" One member said to him, "I dreamt I saw you in a fire, standing in a fire, and you were not, nothing happened to you." And the story continues that he stayed there, he did the anointing, he went around, windows, door, anointing, and about 3 a.m. You know, he described the church as having those stained glass windows. He saw figures outside after he heard engines driving into the ground. Lights off, and he could recognize 6 figures out there in the property. And they came bursting through the door. He looked at them, and they walk up to him, and they about 5 of them grab him and push him down onto the carpet. Now he was standing. He was kneeling down before the one who was the leader. He was about 6 feet tall, and he came up to him and said, "This place is just wood and paint and wall, and all those prayers that you think you prayed goes nowhere." That is what he is declaring to them. And they came in with cans of accelerant, you know, the gas oil or whatever, and they started dousing the place with the gas, and went up onto the pew and doused it with the accelerant. Doused it with it. And they turned to him. That's the leader. And he picked out a lighter. And he asked him, "What is your last word?" And the pastor said, "The Lord rebuke you. That is my last word." And he opened the lighter, and he tossed it up to the rostrum. And the pastor described it as he saw the lighter going. It's like it happened in slow motion, going. And then it stopped in the air. And what happened? That fire that was coming from it, it went out. And then they saw a light came down upon the rostrum, and every one of them was shocked and immediately fell flat on the floor. Yes, yes. And that light that came up there, it would never go away. It stayed there. And the pastor described a voice that came out in that light and spoke to the pastor to say, "Pray for them, because all 6 of them were slain on the floor." The senior one, or the leader, who was the big planner, he was crying and screaming, "Go away, let that light go away." But this voice that came from that light told the pastor, "Go and pray for them." And he had no other choice but to go and pray and say, "Lord, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." Yes, every one of them became silent. They lay there, they could not speak, they could not move. They were just laying on the floor. The story continues. After 4 that morning, the pastor was sitting out on the steps with a blanket covered, and the law enforcement came and asked him what happened. And he said, "Jesus happened. Jesus happened." Okay? They came in and they saw all 6 of them with unresponsive down there on the floor, okay? And after they came, and the firefighter came after and said, "In all 32 years he has been working, I've never seen anything like this. The place was soaked with that gasoline, and it never burned." The ambulance came and took all of them unresponsive away, but they did check them and say, The brain scan, everything worked well. Their eyes were open, but they could not move. Everything was, vitals was good, but they, you know, they call it a case of cytonic of unknown, you know, the condition they were in. And this experience went all throughout the different counties, Fred. It went all throughout the different counties that people kept coming from different counties to start worship with them. And it added about 300 more members by the end of the year that they had to start two different services there, okay? 3 years after, scientists came to come and check to make sure what they heard was correct. And interviewing the pastor, one of them said, off the record, because she turned off her recorder and said, she has seen and heard of many miracles, but has never experienced anything like this. And she went up to the rostrum where that lighter fell and called the pastor to show her, show him. There was a little impression on the carpet. And what she discovered is that it was so cold where that lighter fell. It was so cold. The fiber and the imprint of it is still there, because that was where the glory of the Lord fell in the place. Fell in the place. Friends, I am saying that when God gives us instruction, we must stand fast. Stand fast and see the glory of the Lord being manifested in our lives. Yes, we must stand fast. I want to say that I give acknowledgement to the council members up there. All of them, they're Miami Guards, they are different responsibilities. I give acknowledgement to them and the staff who come here every Sunday to open up the doors for us. We acknowledge them and we thank God for how he's using them. So I just want to continue to say that our pastor encourages us in a mindset, a passionate vision to go forward. So I would also say that he will keep us in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. So in order to go forward, to cultivate and develop a mindset for success, our mind has to be in peace. Okay, that's what Isaiah 26 and verse 3 says. And just to also get into describing some more about this perfect peace. The definition perfect peace refers to a deep abiding sense of tranquility, and security comes from trusting in God. The peace is promised to those whose minds are steadfast, meaning they focus on God and his promises. Have we been doing that, friends? Do we have all our minds set upon God keeping us in perfect peace? Because sometimes we are swayed. Sometimes we get some diagnosis from the doctor that wants to distract us. Sometimes we have some bills to be paid and we don't see the account ready for it. Right? You hear that? So that means we have all experienced it. God says, keep your mind in perfect peace, because that is how he's going to come through for us, friends. Trust in God. The foundation of perfect peace is trust. Believing in God's character and his ability to provide the essential. Everything that we need is in God. Our Father has promised us. He's the overjoyer. He's our provider. He will never not promise and deliver. So we give God thanks. the steadfast mind keeping our thoughts fixed on God. Help us maintain a steady mind, which is crucial for experiencing peace. Meditation on scripture, regularly reflecting on God's word, can strengthen our faith and help you remain focused. So I will say that to possess a mindset for success, friends, yes, we have to align our heart, our emotions, our thoughts and words must be in sync with the precepts and counsels of God, and it will manifest in our action. So when our minds are stayed there, it will be a domino effect. We will continue to act. God said this, and God said that, and He will always keep His promises. Amen. We should fill our minds with productive ideas, fill our thoughts and our desire every day. The mindset for success is centered around what the Word of God says to us. We renew our minds daily. We should renew our mind daily. Meditate during day and night, that we must observe the observance that is written therein. For then we shall make our way prosperous. Prosperous. And I'm saying prosperous in every aspect of our life. Spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and physically. Yes, every one of them. So I just want to say that for years, to go back a little bit to the operations in our ministry, women's ministry, we had been using the phone lines because this place was dedicated on November 16 of last year. We had been using the phone lines, and we stood in agreement many nights. This has been going on from after COVID-19, between 2019 and 2020. This has been the practice for us women. And ultimately, we, along, by the way, I should also go back to say, there were fasting and prayer with our other sister ministries. New Divine, we had a combination, a collaboration of prayer and fasting for the Lord to bless us with a physical location. And my husband and I, we traveled many times to Miami Garden City office. There were many applications made, and only to be told that place is not zoned for church. Many times we went there. Sister Barbara, our secretary also, and even our pastor Dean Daly here, he did his work to assist us. But you know what was happening all that time? There was a strong arm. There was a strong arm up against the work of God going forward. So therefore, we had to work with another strategy. And the Lord instructed us, prayers from 12 a.m. until 3 a.m. And let me tell you something. Prayers from 12 a.m. to 3 a.m. started last year. And let me tell you, that was a very hard assignment for us, because you know what it means to have the body in that posture. 12 a.m. to 3 a.m. we have CDRs in the prayer group, right? And these ladies were still dedicated and committed. Some of the times you hear, ooh, ooh, my knees, ooh, ooh, oh, pain all over. But they were there, dedicated. We were standing fast on what God asked us to do. Yes. We were submitted to what the Lord said because we know it would bring forth success. So our minds were set for success. Yes. And we achieved with all of the support we got, because today you don't see some members. They have gone away to different places, but they always say, calling back to say, we are praying. We are praying for that to happen. And we give God thanks for that. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Another thing that I wanted to acknowledge too is that you realize that the generation that is called baby boomers, if you were in that generation, God is slowly taking them home because they have done their work, they have fought a good fight, and so we are left to carry the mantle. So it is expedient for us to accept the mantle and continue in the posture that God has called us to do. You saw the reflection and the evidence from Youth Corner. By the way, I should say that Sister Siobhan Granville and Sister Mariana Brock, they are the coordinators for Youth Corner. And you heard Sister Mariana gave her testimony, and she worked in a very high-paced work environment. It is very, very high-paced. Sister, where Sister Mariana works? Our dear Sister Granville, she has also a very, shall I say? Yes. She is an RM that deals with mental health. And her job also is very high tech. But God has blessed her with a husband. Right there. Last week, Sunday day, we celebrated their first anniversary. And boy, he has a testimony too from the Lord. Because God did miraculously healing from cancer. And we rejoice in that. That's another prayer answered. Let's be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I want to continue to say, friends, that the mindset for success has to be cultivated. And it's not going to be cultivated within us a week, a day, or two. We have to continue in that posture, living in the Word, doing what the Word of God says, working among our brethren here. And you know that story that I shared with this pastor who believed in God and what God said, and he had that testimony about those arsonists that came to just burn down the place. If you like my description of our patois, they came to burn down the place tonight because that's what they were doing in the city. Some other ministries experienced that, but they had something waiting on them. It is there in the archives, that story to share. So we bless God for that. Finally, I just want to say that, you know, Psalm 24 and verse 3 to 5 said, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his or her soul to vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. While we are cultivating a mindset for success, we have to be mindful of our thoughts and our minds, and always have our minds pure and ready for God to work through us, and be alert to hear when God said, turn right, turn right, turn left, turn left. When the Lord said, stay down on your knees, stay down on your knees. Our prayer and our praise must be proportional to according to where God has took us and where God is leading us. So we have to stay, continue saying some very strong prayers. Strong prayers, friends. Strong prayers. And we will continue and maintain our 12 a.m. to 3 a.m. And the weekly hour is from 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. A mindset for success. Our pastor challenges us to see the vision and have that compassionate posture and desire to achieve the mindset for success. This is my thought that I would share with you this morning, and I will ask Pastor Dean Daly to come and make some comments, and then after that, our Secretary Sister Barbara Simpson will come and give the announcement. Thank you for coming to share it with us.